Welcome back to In Depth for a second interview. I have Manal Topazada in the studio from The Notables. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. And what is the status update? Well, give me a description in case people don't know what your organization does, if you want to give a quick descriptor.
Okay. So Notable Music Therapy Services, we use music and music therapy to meet a variety of our needs in our community. We're focusing a lot now on mental health needs. But basically, we use music to help people with their physical, social, and emotional health.
Okay. Well, yeah. What a concept.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it works, for God's sake.
It absolutely does work. Yeah. The research is just exploding across the country, and we're seeing some pretty amazing results here in town, too.
Very cool. And actually, that's kind of like the crux of why you're here big time, is there's some data coming through, and you've even gotten a grant to kind of further explore what services you can provide and so on.
Yeah. So as you probably know, Nevada is not exactly the top in the country when it comes to mental health treatment.
No, it's not.
And we have a lot of issues in our community with mental health issues, addiction, unfortunately, suicide. So we have some things that need to be addressed. And we got a really big grant from Renowned. It's the Renowned Community Benefit Grant to look at the effect of music therapy on mental health in our community. And we're really excited. We're working with four partners. So Nevada Hopes, Northern Nevada Hopes, Bristlecone Family Resources, Quest Counseling and Consulting, and Ridge House.
Okay.
And we're going in and doing music therapy groups. And what we're looking at, it's a three-year project, and we're looking at the effect of music therapy on depression, anxiety, and isolation.
Wow.
Social isolation.
Very cool.
Yeah. And we've got we're doing some data collection, and our first set of data has come back that all three are being reduced. So we're seeing lower isolation, lower anxiety. And the amazing thing, the really cool thing, is that our reduction in depression is actually statistically significant. So we're seeing significant reductions in depression from people doing music therapy twice a week.
Okay, cool. So what does musical therapy kind of entail, I guess? Does it have a range of uses or practices, I guess?
Absolutely. That is like the million-dollar question for us as a music therapist.
Yeah.
Really, we use music as a tool. So, you know, the way we use it, let's say in the hospital when we're working with a kid who's getting an IV or something, doing a painful procedure, that's going to look very different. So we'll do some singing and distraction and instruments than it will when we're working with somebody who's had a stroke or who's had Parkinson's, and we're using rhythm and music to help people speak again and walk again or walk better. And then that's going to look very different than these mental health groups where we're working a lot on communication, getting people to connect through music.
Mm-hmm.
Music's such an amazing way to kind of reclaim who you are, to connect with those creative parts of ourselves that we unfortunately let go.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Singing, drumming.
Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, I think of people with, you know, memory loss, certain diseases or problems, sometimes they hear a song that they listened to when they were a kid and it instantly sparks something in them.
Yeah.
You know?
And not only sometimes, research is showing that's actually one of the last things to go. So you have people who are in advanced stages of Alzheimer's and, you know, they don't recognize their spouse or their family members, but you play You Are My Sunshine and they're right back there. So we still don't know how and why that happens in our brain, but it's
but we're learning.
We're learning, yeah.
And then putting it to good use, it sounds like, too.
Yes.
As well.
Yeah.
It's really cool. So you are, it's not a skeleton crew by any means, but you do have a small staff.
We do have a relatively small staff. We now have 8 employees.
Okay.
9.
It's okay. You can do it off the, you don't have to get it down to the exact figure.
Fewer than 10.
Fewer than 10.
Yeah.
Which is saying something, because it sounds like you're working hard on this thing.
We are. We're now seeing close to 2,000 people. We are on track to see about 2,000 people in this fiscal year. So
wow.
That's pretty impressive.
That's really cool. And how do you provide your services? I mean, you team up with other organizations, but how can people kind of get to know about you and maybe obtain your services, I guess?
Yeah, so we have a lot of partnerships, like I said, in the community, and we have many more than the ones that I named. And then we live at McKinley Arts and Culture Center, which is downtown Reno on Keystone Riverside.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place.
It's an awesome building to be in. It's a wonderful location. If people go to our website, which is nmtsreno.org, stands for Notable Music Therapy Services, they can get more information, and we have classes. We do individual music therapy. So let's say that you want to come in and address pretty much anything that you want to work on. Maybe it's your mood. Maybe it's your motion. Maybe you have a child with autism and you want them you know, to help them with music. So we do individual music therapy at McKinley. We have groups. We have an intergenerational choir.
Wow.
So much research coming out now about singing and singing and mental health and singing and longevity. And so you can come on down and sing with us. We have dance classes. And then we do lessons, too. So you can learn to play guitar or piano.
Right on.
Or ukulele or pretty much anything.
Ukulele.
Yes.
I'm on board with that. It'd be cool. I think it's a very underrated instrument.
It is. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
It's blown up a little bit, but still underrated.
It's a great instrument.
All right. Very cool. And how, like, can we get your background? How long you been a part of a Notable Music Therapy Services?
I am the founder.
So pretty much from the beginning.
Yeah. From the start. Yeah.
What inspired you?
You know that I don't know that there's really one thing. One of the really cool things about this organization, I moved here from California, like a lot of people, and was working in locked psych facilities. I was working as a music therapist in mental health. Came to Reno. There was no music therapy here at the time. So I just decided to start, got a real job, and then decided to just start a class for adults with disabilities, just a music class, thinking, hey, you know, keep my fingers in the... whatever the saying is, pie, maybe?
On the pulse or something.
On the pulse, thank you. Yeah, that's a better way to say it. And first day of class, people just showed up hauling their amps and harmonicas and guitar. I mean, people were there.
Yeah, they were present and they showed up.
They showed up. So fast forward, you know, really over the next few years, I just started getting more and more and more interest. And I realized there was this amazing need for these opportunities for self-expression and connection, especially with people with disabilities, which is how we started. And 2003, we formed the nonprofit, so we just celebrated our 15-year anniversary. So we started with me as a volunteer, 12 participants and one cabinet. And 15 years later, we've really grown a lot.
All right.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So you're doing well.
Yes.
I mean, with these new studies and everything, too.
Yeah. We're getting some national recognition. We're actually getting some international recognition, which is really cool. I'm going to be hopping on a plane to the Netherlands on Friday. I've been asked to go to speak next week at the Netherlands about what we're doing here in Reno, about community-based music therapy. So that's really
good
cool.
Good for you.
Yeah.
That must be really gratifying.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. It's very cool.
Cool, cool. Well, then people need to take advantage of your services. And what is that website again?
It's nmtsreno.org.
Okay. Very cool. And we'll see what happens with the study. And what's a three-year process?
It is. It's a three-year project we're doing. Yeah.
Okay. Well, if people can donate to you, can't they?
They absolutely can. We're 501c3. We're a nonprofit.
Right on.
So we love, we actually love volunteers. So if people are interested in coming out and, you know, dancing with kids with disabilities or just, you know, joining in music, we're really all about building community. Volunteering's such a great way. So we love volunteers. We'll always take guitars, you know, donations.
Any kinds of instruments, pretty much? Well,
except,
not any kinds.
But... except organs. We will not.
No organs.
No. People always try to give us their organs.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Is that a common thing?
It seems to be. I don't know. It
seems so odd.
Yeah. No.
That's a
no organs.
Off-the-wall choice, but all right. No, okay. So no organs.
No organs. And then, of course, donations. We are a small nonprofit, and we will definitely always
need... monetarily would be helpful.
Absolutely. Financial support's great.
Okay. Very cool. Well, well, let me know how things shake out in the future, and then we'll see how you're doing. Manal Topazada from Notable Music Therapy Services. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Ian.